Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
How's our mysterious intruder?
It's the strangest thing. Should we call the police?
Oh! Help! He's unconscious!
Good heavens!
Look! Something happened to the floor.
Is he crazy?
It's him!
What?
I've powered up the console in the computer room. If you'll turn on the displays on that side of the room, I'll do likewise with these.
Okay.
Tired, are we?
Well, yeah. And I still have that cold. I was up late filling out application forms for college.
What? Applying for colleges now? Shouldn't you have done that months ago?
Yes, I should have. But, well, look, I haven't really told anyone. What I mean is...
A complete sentence would help.
I'm not sure I want to go to college right now, that's all.
Oh?
Well, I was thinking of working for a while before I jump into 4 more years of studying.
Well, what about the college fund Mr. Whittaker set up for you to use?
Well, he didn't say I had to use it right away. If I work for, say, a year and
a year? Now, Connie, far be it from me to give you advice.
But you're going to anyway.
Well, of course. A college education is necessary. Nay, it's vital.
Nay?
To your future. One might even say that it's the very foundation of your opportunities.
Well, one might say that, but I wouldn't. There's a lot to be said for practical work experience.
Practical work experience has its place, of course, but college prepares you for the practical experience. My own life is an example.
Your life?
Yes, my life. What's wrong with my life?
Eugene, you have been in college longer than anybody I've ever known.
Connie, you cut me to the quick. And I cut very quickly, you know.
Well, all I'm saying is that I'm not interested in a lecture from you about how college prepares you for the real world when you've been in college since you were 11.
Actually, it was 14.
Well, it doesn't look like college has prepared you for anything except more college.
Well, it is true that I happen to find the college environment to be stimulating, and allow me a moment of candor. I've come to believe that my life's work will be college-related.
Meaning that you want a career with the college?
Precisely. But not in a part-time capacity as I have for the past couple of years. I hope to find full-time employment there.
Well, good for you. When?
Well, interesting that we should be discussing this now, since I'll be meeting with one of the deans later this morning.
Congratulations. Why didn't you tell anybody?
Well, I told Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, fine. Of course. I'm always the last to know. Hey, Eugene, when you turned on the power in the computer room, did you turn on the imagination station, too?
No, you have to flip the switch in the back. Well, you know that.
Well, yeah, I do. So why is it on?
Well, I have no idea.
Who closed the shop last night?
I did. And I distinctly remember turning everything off, including the imagination station.
Well, do you think Whit came back?
Connie, the panel indicates that someone is inside.
What?
Push the button to open the door.
Well, nothing's happening.
We'll try it again.
It won't work.
We'll have to use the emergency override. This is most unusual. There!
Oh, it worked! Hello? Is that you, Whit? Oh, Eugene!
What's the matter?
It's a man, and he's... Help! He's unconscious!
Good heavens!
Well, don't just stand there. He's heavy!
Right! I'll phone for an ambulance!
Oh, good thinking. I'll just hold him here while...
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thanks, Tom. I'm glad you suggested we start praying together again.
I've missed it, Whit.
Mm.
But while I was mayor, well, you know, the time got away from me. But now that I'm retired...
Retired? Oh, you're hardly retired.
Why, you know what I mean. Mm. Now that my life is calmer than it used to be, I'm trying to make more time for Oh, what time is it?
Let's see, almost 9.
Oh, the bus should be here any minute.
The bus?
The school bus. Kids from Oswald Heights section of Connellsville are coming here as a field trip to tour the farm.
Kids from Oswald Heights? You call that calm? Aren't the Heights in the news all the time for, gang and drug problems?
Yeah, Miss Cooper, she's the teacher of the class, told me that this will be the first time some of these kids have ever been to a farm.
Are you kidding? Connellsville isn't that urban.
Well, Connellsville may not be, but apparently Oswald Heights is. The families there are poor and isolated. Many of the kids reach their teens before they ever get a look at the world beyond their own neighborhoods.
Oh, that is hard to believe.
I read that statistically, crime in Oswald Heights is as bad as any of the major cities, like Chicago or Los Angeles.
Huh.
That's why I was happy to let those kids come to the farm.
Well, Tom, I think it's a marvelous idea.
Well, it makes me feel like I'm doing something helpful.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've had this nagging feeling that God wants me to do more, but I don't know what. Oh, there's the bus.
Oh, I better go.
Oh, get that, will you, Whit? I want to go greet the kids.
Yeah, sure. Riley's. Oh, hi, Connie. The hospital. Connie, slow down. Tell me. Okay. I'll be right there. Oh, Connie, Eugene.
Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Well, how's our mysterious intruder?
Well, Dr. Cole hasn't returned yet to give us a report.
He just fell out of the imagination station, Whit.
That's the mysterious intruder, not Dr. Cole.
We opened the door and he slumped over.
And you have no idea how he got in there?
He wasn't conscious to ask, and I didn't have time to investigate the premises before the ambulance arrived.
And neither of you recognized him, eh?
Not I.
I've never seen him before, and believe me, I would have noticed.
Oh?
Miss Kendall developed a crush on him during the drive from Whit's End to the hospital.
All he said was that he was good-looking and had on a very nice suit. Mm-hmm. Of course, Eugene instantly
A nice suit.
Oh, yeah, really sharp.
So he's not someone who's down and out?
Don't think so.
Ah, well, that's interesting.
Precisely what I said.
Oh, hello, Whit.
Ah, Dr. Cole. How's the patient?
He's in perfect physical condition.
What?
Then why was he unconscious?
I don't know, and he won't tell me. In fact, we couldn't find any identification on him, so don't even know his name or where he's from. He's wearing a nice suit, though.
Yeah.
He wouldn't tell you anything at all?
No, he says he has to talk to you first.
Talk to me?
He's very polite about it, but he insisted he had to talk to Whit.
Whit? Not Whitaker.
That's right.
Huh. Well, then maybe I do know him.
Well, he's in room 212. Let me know how it turns out.
Yeah, okay.
Would you like us to accompany you, Mr. Whitaker?
I'll go.
Oh, no, it's all right. If he's asking for me, I better go alone. Wait here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello. Oh, I didn't expect you to be out of bed.
Well, there was no need to stay in bed. In fact, there was no need to come to the hospital at all.
Well, obviously my staff thought differently.
Dear Connie and Eugene, they are inclined to overreact every now and then.
But you were unconscious. In the imagination station, in my shop, when it was closed.
My unconsciousness was a slight reaction to the transition. As for the rest, I misjudged my time and arrival. It's most embarrassing, to be honest.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Maybe we should just start with the basics. I'm John Avery.
Your Whit. I know you.
All right. You know me, but I don't know you.
Oh, my name is Malachi.
Malachi?
Just Malachi.
Okay. Well, would you mind explaining to me what you were doing in the imagination station, particularly when the shop was closed?
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. As I said, I merely misjudged the time and place of my arrival.
Yes, you said that, but it still doesn't make any sense to me. What were you doing in my shop?
I've come as a messenger.
A messenger? Messenger from whom?
From God.
From God?
Oh, yes. It's what I do.
You deliver messages from God?
That's right. I'm an angel.
You're a what?
An angel?
Malachi, will you excuse me for just a minute?
Well, of course.
Eugene, Connie.
Mr. Whittaker?
What's wrong with?
Would you have the desk page, Dr. Cole, again and... Oh, well, there he is. Dr. Cole!
Is something wrong?
I think you should see our patient again and bring the staff psychiatrist with you.
Is he crazy?
All I'm saying is that I think he may need to be looked at.
Why? What did he say to you?
Well, maybe it'd be better if he told you himself.
Now let's go in and see him.
I'm gonna go this time.
Malachi? He's not here.
Oh, maybe he's in the bathroom. Hello? Is anyone in there? Yeah, he's not in here.
Well, he couldn't have gone out without us seeing him, right?
Evidently he could.
Well, what did he say to you, Whit? Why did you think he was crazy?
No, I didn't say he was crazy.
Why did you want me to come back in?
Well, he said his name was Malachi, and oh, it is crazy. It is crazy. Never mind, it's not important now since he's gone.
Oh, Whit, I need to fill out a report about this man.
Well, his name is Malachi. That's all I can say for sure. Sorry to have troubled you, Dr. Cole.
No trouble. I'll be around if you need me.
Connie, Eugene, I think we need to keep an eye on Whit's end today and just try to figure out how our friend got in.
Mr. Whittaker, I shall begin my investigation right after my meeting at the college, for which I'll be late if I don't leave now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, I'll give you a lift back to Whit's end, Connie.
Okay, do you think he'll try to come back?
I don't know.
Should we call the police?
No. Let's just wait to see what happens.
So what do you think, Lenny?
I think wandering around this farm beats the socks off of sitting in class all day. Other than that, it's pretty boring.
I like it.
What? You like farms? You want to be a farmer now?
I don't know about that. Hey, who's that down there?
Where?
Down by that little cabin, see?
What?
That guy standing there watching us.
I see the cabin, but...
I don't see him now. Must have gone inside.
Hey, let's check it out. Nope. Nobody in here.
I'm positive I saw somebody.
Well, there isn't anybody in here now. What is this place anyway?
Maybe it's Abraham Lincoln's cabin, the one where he was born.
Hey, there's a plaque. Check it out.
On this site, Johnny Appleseed, the popular name for frontiersman John Chapman, 1774 to 1845, planted apple seeds during his Midwest trek and left his mark.
Must be this star-shaped carving thing here.
There's more. This cabin was used by Timothy Riley.
Hey, that's that farmer guy who let us come down here.
He's Tom Riley. This says Timothy. Hold it. Cabin was used by Timothy Riley, who died in a tragic boating accident at the age of... Oh, man! That kid was our age when he died.
So this is some dead kid's cabin? Looks pretty run down.
Reminds me of your apartment.
Nah, this has got better floorboards. See, you can't break through to the people in the apartment below.
Cut it out! You might hurt something!
It's solid! See? Oops.
Oh, great! Now look what you did! Broke the floor.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it.
Who cares? Miss Cooper's gonna have a fit.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Farmer, Mr. Riley?
Miss Cooper's rounding up everybody to leave.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, no, now. What happened here?
Look, something happened to the floor.
Well, broke, I'd say. Now, that's terrible. Now, how do you figure that happened?
I didn't do it.
Quiet, Frank.
I told him not to jump around.
It was an accident. It wasn't my fault. Well, you shouldn't have a health hazard like this open to the public.
Yeah, we could sue.
Could you? You know, simply owning up to it is a lot easier than standing there shuffling the blame like a couple of nervous cats.
That depends on how mad you're gonna get.
I think it's fixable.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm sorry, mister.
That's a step in the right direction. Did one of you boys drop something?
What? What do you mean?
Well, there's something shiny in the dirt below. Oh, wait a minute. I think it's some kind of jewelry. There, got it. Oh, it's a necklace. It's... Oh, my.
Is it worth anything? Because I think it's mine. I dropped my...
Timmy's necklace.
Timmy?
It belonged to that kid who died?
My son, yes. Oh, my. I wondered what happened to it. We look for it when we buried him. You boys better go up to the bus. I think it's leaving.
Yeah, right.
Sorry about the floor, mister.
Oh, Lord. It takes my breath away.
There's nothing to tell.
But something happened when you went in to talk to... What did you say his name was?
Malachi.
Yeah.
Nothing happened that I want to talk about right now, Connie.
Okay. Fine. We can talk about something else.
Good idea.
Did you see his suit?
Connie!
Well, I'm asking about his suit, that's all.
I didn't really notice.
But you noticed his face, didn't you?
I saw his face, yes.
And I was right, wasn't I? Good looking.
I suppose he was. Oh, it's him!
What?
Oh.
No offense, but... are you trying to kill us?
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie. I saw him. He was hitchhiking on the side of the road back there.
Well, I don't see anyone.
I'm sure I saw him as clearly as I see you right now.
Are you seeing me clearly right now? How many fingers am I holding up?
It was him. He was there.
Well, he's not there now.
Oh, boy.
Could I drive the rest of the way? What are you doing?
Dropping you off.
Why? Aren't you coming in?
Not right now. I want to go see Tom for a few minutes.
But you saw him this morning. This is about Malachi, isn't it?
Connie...
All right, I'm going. When?
Huh?
Should I be worried?
I don't think so.
Good, because for some reason I'm not, but I didn't want to miss out if I should be.
Well, I'll see you later.
She's a nice girl. Well, be careful.
Malachi, are you trying to make me wreck?
Well, not intentionally.
How did you get back there?
The same way I get anywhere.
This can't be happening. I know I looked in the back seat before we left the hospital.
I'm sure you did.
You were on the side of the road, hitchhiking, weren't you? I saw you.
Yes, you did.
Well, you sneaked in when I pulled over.
If you're looking for rational explanations, then that sounds like a good one. Just as you can explain my disappearance from the hospital by saying I sneaked down a back stairwell or a fire escape.
Well, that's right.
But rational explanations won't help you with what you're really thinking, what you're trying to decide.
Well, what am I trying to decide?
You're now trying to decide if I'm a liar.
Yes.
In which case you hope I'm nonviolent and can be persuaded to return to the hospital. Or if I'm a lunatic?
Mm-hmm.
In which case you wonder if you should quickly pull the car over and call the nearest policeman. Or there's only the one thing left.
What?
You're considering the possibility that I am what I say I am. A messenger from God. An angel. In which case you don't know what to do or how to respond.
That's an understatement.
You'd like some sort of sign. I'm sorry, I don't do magic tricks.
Your disappearing and reappearing act is pretty impressive.
Oh, you can find a way to explain it if you really want. We angels tend to operate right on the edge of the explainable. I quote, "Faith rests not in sensational miracles, but in the everyday activities of men and of angels." Do you recognize it?
No, who said that?
You did.
Huh.
In an essay you wrote entitled, appropriately enough, "Of Men and of Angels." I appreciated your insight and was entertained by your speculation.
Malachi, if that's your name.
It is.
What do you want from me?
For the moment, I thought I'd keep you company while you go to visit Tom Riley.
Why?
Because he needs us right now.
There's Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I wonder what he's doing.
Well, it looks as if he's simply sitting there.
No, something's wrong. Will you wait here, please?
For the moment.
Tom?
Hello, Whit.
What are you doing?
Just sitting here, thinking for a minute. Do you see this necklace?
Mm-hmm.
It was Timmy's.
Huh.
I made it for him on his birthday. See how I encased the quarter in the ring of gold?
Yeah, I see.
It was the first quarter he ever earned. I gave it to him for raking the leaves.
Huh.
He was so happy to get paid for something that he said he'd never spend it. So I had it put in this necklace. He wore it everywhere. I don't know why he wasn't wearing it when he died. I thought it was lost, but here it is.
Where did you find it?
In the cabin. It's the strangest thing.
It's been a strange day.
It brings it all back, Whit. Just like it was yesterday. Wait, is that someone in the car? You didn't tell me. I don't want to be rude.
No, to be honest, I'm not sure I want you to meet him right now. It can wait.
No, I'm okay, really. Come on out. Don't be shy.
Tom, I wanted to explain first.
Explain what?
About that man.
Oh, is he a salesman? He dresses nice.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, you know my name. Well, I haven't had the pleasure.
Oh, I'm Malachi.
Oh, how do you do?
Hi.
You're not from around here, are you?
No.
What brings you to the area?
Several things, but one to deal with for the moment. That's a very nice necklace.
Hmm? Oh, well, yeah, well, thank you. It belonged to my son.
Yeah. Yeah, he took it off to put with his other treasures.
What?
That's why he wasn't wearing it when he drowned.
I'm sorry. Do you know what you're saying?
Malachi, please.
He took the necklace off to put with his other treasures. But he heard you coming down the path, and in his haste, he dropped it in the dirt under the floorboards. He meant to retrieve it later, but the accident happened before he could.
Whit, what is this? Some kind of... Well, no, it can't be a joke.
Tom, I wanted to tell you...
I'm an angel.
Whit?
It's what he claims.
You may believe or not believe. The choice is always yours. But I have come with a message.
Oh, yeah? Well, what kind of message?
A message of purpose.
Well?
The necklace is only the start. You'll have to dig for the rest.
Dig?
It was no accident that the two boys from Oswald Heights went into your cabin, nor that one should break through the floorboards.
How did he know that? Whit, how does he know all this stuff?
Oh, I wish I knew.
Go to the cabin, and you'll see.
Go to the cabin? Oh, all right. All right. I'll humor you.
You don't have to, Tom.
No, I want to. Let's go down to this cabin and see what he's talking about. You see, now this is where the kid broke through the floorboards. Then I saw the necklace in the dirt below, and I pulled it out. So what do you mean by... Where is he?
Well, I thought he was right behind us. Malachi? He's not here. He's gone again.
Again?
It's a long story.
How did he know everything, Whit? How could he know about the necklace?
I can't figure it out, Tom.
He said Timmy took it off to hide with his other treasures. But he heard me coming and dropped it in the dirt. I wonder... Now, he said to dig. Did Timmy bury something under this cabin?
Tom, it's possible that Malachi is an uncanny liar or a lunatic who's a good guesser.
But you don't believe he's an angel?
Well...
How could he possibly know? There's only one way to find out.
Now, don't do anything rash, Tom. Let's just talk it through.
We can talk it through while we wrench up these floorboards.
Now, Tom...
I have to replace the broken boards anyway. No harm digging around while I do. Come on, Whit.
What in the world is going on here? An angel in Odyssey? Or is he? And do you think Tom will find anything under the cabin? Well, there's only one way to find out. Keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Malachi's message was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Dave Arnold. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.